not like that. Oh God, give me bread and butter. Oh God, give me very beautiful wife, very beautiful husband, so good child, so wealth, reputation. Don't prayer. It will come by your impressions of past lives. So don't be worried for this. These are all anartha. These are problems and some difficulties in the way of bona fide love. We have told something. I told in walking, what is the difference between sin and aparad? Sin related to body and mind, but aparad, they are very much related to soul. So if you do aparad, aparad, two words, arad means affection, will go out. Up money will go out. And then our bhakti and everything, sraddha, will uproot it. So we should be very careful for that. If you have no aparad, but yet you have some anarths. Anarth means na artha iti anarth. What is here? The meaning of artha?
Benefit.
Yes, like this. What we want and how we will be happy. I will have to come to this miserable, full of sufferings, ego and all these things in this world. So those who are like badha,
obstacles
in this, these are called anarth. If there is no aparad, but yet it may be the anarth. So I told anishtita bhakti perhaps in morning,
yesterday.
Six kinds of utsahamai ghantarla and all I explained. If they are gone away, even four kinds of anarth are there. And even there four are gone, again four are there. Then the saddha will be nishtha. And when, or after that you will do, it will be nishtiki bhakti. But there are four and four, he will explain. Try to listen it very carefully. If you are aware and you are given up all these anarth, then your bhakti will be bona fide. And the gate of bhakti will be open for you and you can enter. Otherwise you cannot enter. Always involving coming, going in these anarths. So you should know and careful for this, all these.
At first, I prostrated my humble dandavat pranam, the lotus feet of Gurudev, and after that, humble dandavat pranam to all Vaishnavas. Please mercy on me, I can fulfill Srila Gurudev's desires. Just you have heard from Gurudev's lotus mouth that sin and aparad, quite different sins related with body and mind, and aparad related with soul. About this aparad, Gurudev has explained today during the morning walk. Vaishnava aparad is very dangerous. It uprooted the creeper of bhakti. So we have to beware from Vaishnava aparad. We will explain it today also that in Nama aparad, 10 kinds of Nama aparad, why not explain as before Guru Avagya? Why at first Satang Ninda? Because we think always that, I am Vaishnava, he is also Vaishnava. Sometimes we do joke, sometimes don't neglect him like this. So there is so many chance for Vaishnava aparad. Sometimes we criticize another Vaishnava, but Gurudev is Gurudev, so we have some opulence and so much regards for him, so there is very rare chance to do aparad in his lotus feet. But sometimes we neglect, sometimes cannot carry his order like this. So we have to be here from this aparad. So Gurudev explained yesterday about anisthita bhakti. That means Swami Ghanatarala, just you have heard about 2 minutes before. After that, there is more anartha is there. If there is no aparad, yet some anartha. It is called loy, vikchet, apratipatti, kasai, rasasad. Loy means go to the sleep. That's like kirtan, savan, smaran. If you do kirtan, we have to all do kirtan, then we are doing kirtan. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, just like trampoline. We are jumping on the trampoline like this. Then there is no chance of sleep at all. But when you hear, I hope that you hear from Gurudev, if somebody is going to the sleep, Gurudev told, don't go to the sleep. Because everywhere Maya is too all around this world with these two girls, yearn and laziness. If you take shelter of world and don't listen carefully, then Maya will send his two daughters at first, thereafter she will come and you make you sleep. So you can't hear Harikatha. So during Kirtan, it will sleep not come very easily. But during Savan, there is so lot of chance for sleepness. After that, Kirtan, Savan, Smaran. When you remember, mainly when you chant our Gayatri Mantra, Gurudev told that we don't think about any material thing during chanting our Gayatri Mantra and another thing. So try to engage your mind fully. You can involve your mind the pastimes of Krishna and Mahaprabhu during chanting your Gayatri Mantra. At that time, sleep comes very easily. So gradually, savan, more than savan to kirtan, at first kirtan, after that more in savan, more in smaran, sleep comes, it is called loy. This is one kind of anartha. That are big chep. Gurudev is giving lecture, we want to hear, I want to follow Toto, but sometime hear, sometime could not hear, sometime mind go another anywhere else. Vikchebi means specially, chet means obstacle. So you will not follow his lecture totally. Sometimes Gurudev asks, what shall I tell just now? Can you explain? Oh Gurudev, I can say. Why not? Because we could not hear attentively his follow words. It is called vikcheb. Apratipatti. Apratipatti means there is strong desire to do all these things. That means Navavidha Bhakti, Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasa Sakhamatma Nivedanam Iti Pumsar Pita Vishnu Bhaktischa Navalakhana Kreed Bhagavat Taddhatan Manyaditam Uttamam. We want to do at our best, that we shall hear from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, who is superior to me. and kirtans, more everything in the nine parts of devotion. After that, in Shastra is strongly announced that sadhu sangha nam kirtana bhagavat shravan mutrava simurti shraddhaya shravan. That if we do these five kinds of devotion, then Srila Rupa Goswami Pada is explaining in his Bhakti Rasamrit Sindhu, the nectar in his book Nectar of Devotion, that duruhadhute virijasmin sabdha duryastu panchake jatra salpa visambandha sadhyam hava janmane. If there is no offense, if he is very simple, if there is any kind of connection about this five, then easily he can get bhav. We hear from Gurudev, we try to hear, try to obey his order, try to do kirtan, try to smaran. There is strong desire, yet we could not follow it. It is called apratipatti. Have desire but could not do. Apratipatti. Kasai. Kasai means fault. That I am doing bhajan, but there is some another desire has come in my mind. It is called kasai. Just like Narad Rishi, when at his first life was son of Dasi, and after his mother expired, don't care for his mother, dead body, he went there for bhajan. Narad Rishi warned that being in forest, I shall do bhajan. But he has not strong desire that I should do bhajan, I should satisfy Krishna at any cost, at any means. But he has desire that being in forest, I want to do bhajan of Krishna. So it is one kind of kasai. Because you know that city or town is rajasic, village is tamasic, and one to live in forest is sattik, and man niketanastu nirgunam. That means temple where bona fide Vaishnava and Guru is there under guidance him. Under guidance is living in temple, it is called Nirgun Vas. Narad Rishi want to be in Sattik Vanavas. So this is one kind of kasai. When God gives him darshan, thereafter he just like lightning and disappear. And sound came from sky. For this lifetime you cannot take more darshan because you have some kasai. Kasai means little fault. So we have to be careful from this kasai also. And rasasad, during shravan, kirtan and smaran, there is some test. Test means material test come in our mind. Sometimes we are chanting our Gayatri, that my mind goes some soup shop. Oh, I have seen as before very good soup. I have to purchase this. Or sometimes I have seen in market, oh, very good drink. Oh, I have to purchase at any cost. I am chanting Gurudev given mantra, but my mind, this kind of material desire is coming in my mind, this is called rasasa. That means during Savan, Kirtan, Smaran, if material test came in my mind, it is called rasasa. After that, if it will go, yet there is some anartha. As before, Utsavami Ghanatara, it is thick. After that, it is thin. And after that, some anartha, yet it is more thinner than as before. It is called Sukriti Uttha Anartha, Duskriti Uttha Anartha, Bhakti Uttha Anartha, Aparad Uttha Anartha. Sukriti means pious activity. Duskriti means bad activity. And Aparad means we have heard as before Aparad, and Bhakti Uttha means due to Bhakti. Gradually, I want to explain Sukriti Uttha. In past birth, we have done so many activity. Just like somebody has done, dig so many ponds for taking birth, and there is very far away so many village. When pilgrims go through this way, they can take drink water there, they can take water there. For them, they have dig very, very big pond. Somebody made hospital, school. It is due to these things Now he is enjoying so many things. It is called Sukriti Uttha Anartha. And Duskriti Uttha Anartha, for these things he could not fix his mind totally on the devotee devotion and devotional practices. Duskriti Uttha Anartha. In past birth, we have done so many bad activities. For this, somebody is suffering. For disease, so many kind of disease. This time he has no bad karma at all. Yet, you know, some child take birth, from birth is blind. Somebody dumb, somebody lame. Why? Because he has done past birth very bad activity. Due to this, we are doing bhajan, but our mind could not fix totally in bhajan. This due to Duskriti Uttha Anartha. And Bhakti Uttha Anartha, before pure devotion, it is called Aparabhakti. Due to Aparabhakti, so many name, fame, reputation came. If we think that it is due to my bhakti, oh, I have done so many devotion, so it is come. If we involve in these things, then we will go far away from devotion. If due to aparabhakti, if any kind of name, fame, reputation came, we have to reconcile this, that this is not due to my bhakti. My bhakti is not pure. This impure bhakti, this aparabhakti, this is due to Gurudev's mercy. So Gurudev is owner of this name, fame and reputation. We never desire for a name, fame and reputation. Due to the influence of Guru Pada Padma, it came to me. By the way, I am not owner of this, I am not enjoyer of this. Gurudev is enjoyer and he, what he likes, he can do. I am not qualified for this. If we involve, we have to go far away from devotion. And aparaduttha. If we not want, yet some kind of aparadh came.
Can come
due to so many circumstances. We don't want to criticize any Vaishnavas. Sometimes come, oh, he is very bad person. I don't know about him at all. I never do association with him at all. Yet circumstances come, we want to say like this. So it is aparaduttha anartha. So we have to be aware from this anartha. If we, by mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, remove of this by anarthas, beyond of this anarthas, then steadiness, then nistha will come. So we have to pray regularly, lotus feet of Gurudev, Vaishnava, and just like Gurudev told, just Govardhan, Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and his associates. If we pray regularly, just like in Manasiksha also told, that Sarupam Sinupam Tasarvajam Sputam Premnas Madam Mataratam Sinumana. If we do so, then we will be across this anartha very easily, and by mercy of Kasnet, mercy of Gurudev, we can advance in devotion. So, if we beyond this, then steadiness will come. After that, Ruchi, Asakti, so many steps, and they have also different deviations. So we shall hear all these things from Śrīla Gurudev. Hare Krishna. Vāñcā kalpataru bhasya kripāsindhu bhaye vacha patitānaṁ pāvanebhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo namo namah.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikāyai Tadāle Krishnāya Krishna Bhaktāya Tadabhaktāya Namo. You have heard Namaparad, Shivaparad, also eight kinds of anarths. They are all dangerous. Namaparad is most dangerous. And after that, four and four are dangerous, but not so much. We should try to avoid all these things. After that, nishtha comes. Nishtha means to ek jagah mein man ko sthir karna.
Concentrate our mind at one point.
Where is that, so Prabhu? What?
Concentrate our mind at one point.
In Krishna Bhakti. That is nishtha. But it concerned to mind nishtha. And it concerned that we should do or not. So concerning to mind. And this is for sadhana only. If this nishtha is matured, automatically ruchi, meaning taste, coming. Tastes are of two kinds. If the deities are so well decorated, ornamented, oh, how beautiful the deities are. And if not decorated, they are naked like, they are dirty. Thakurji is not good. We should go to there. There is a golden deity there, and we should see. Golden thrones, golden ornaments, and golden everything. So glittering deities are there. So we will go there. In Vrindavan, nowadays, anyone don't go to bona fide deity like Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. No pratishtha, nothing to other temples, very decorated. Golden and all these things are there, so glittering, all the lights have been given. Thakurji is feeling hot, everything, but yet he will go, oh, very, very good. And bring our all persons, relation, oh, come on, see this, very good it is. Where there is kirtan, but not like an instrument, no mridanga or mridanga, but he don't want to play good on mridanga, and his voice is no so sweet. No, kirtan is not. He should go on. And where the instruments are there, very
sweet,
sweet tone is there, and in so many ways, oh, bona fide kirtan. All the teachers, who want to teach,
cheat.
All the cheaters collected there, and they want to cheat all. Artificially, they are doing all these things. Sometimes they take cigarette, also go inside and take wine, and coming dancing so, and so beautifully decorated, long, long hairs, curves hairs, and they are doing all, oh, very good kirtan, bona fide kirtan. There are no tilak, no kanti mala, no pure devotees. And where there is very pure devotees, he may be Mahabhagavat, but he has no sweet voice and no instrument there. And he is telling, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. And with him, trembling. But they were told, oh, he is cheater. They are not cheater, but he is cheater. Because he has no sweet voice, but he has heart, pure devotion. So these are two kinds of ruchi, taste. He will go there, where there is so artificial things first. And where there is no artificial, it may be that he will be cheated. he will not hear that thing. So we should be careful for this. If there is a ruchi to kirtan, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard anywhere, Gita Govinda was going on in Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that song, Jai Jai Deva Hare, Jai Jai Deva Hare, Jai Jai Deva Hare, Jai Jai Deva Hare, Srita Kucha Mandala Dalaye, Dhita Kundalaye, Kalita Lalita Banama, Jai Jai Deva Hare. Anybody was singing. Who was singing? Devadasi of Jagannath Dev. Very far away in any jungle, but its thrones were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, forget who is he. His male are not female, and he runs towards them. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, where you are? He was running so fast that anyone cannot pursue him. So Govind was telling that, oh, Mahaprabhu, this family is singing. You should not touch her. Otherwise, I know that you will fall in, jump in sea. So, hear me, let me hear. But he was not hearing. Then he very loudly told, what you are doing? This lady, devotee is singing. You should not embrace. At once, he stood up and told, oh, Govindu has accepted me. Otherwise, you are touched. I must jump in sea and give him my life. Once, in the midnight, Annie was singing very far away at Jagannath temple this very song. Written by Jayadeva Goswami in Gita Govinda. Jagannath Dev came out of the temple, and it was locked five and more than that, so many walls, very strong, and they were sealed. But Jagannath went out. In thrones, he has scratches in his body, and clothes were
torn.
In morning, when they opened the gate and saw that there are so many scratches in the body of Jagannath Dev, and clothes were worn and torn, then he said, why it became? And they became so worried. They went to the king, and king that saw that we have done something wrong, and we have done some aparadh. Then he began to do stavastuti. In the dream, in the night, he saw that, oh, my song was going over there, and I went to hear. I could not check up my song. And so in thrones, the scratches came on. From that day, King won that many ones should sing this kirtan in night anywhere. What is this? If there is no voice, good, but yet the Krishna kirtan is going on, he will hear the Krishna name and he will at once fall flat in the earth. So we should know carefully all these things and try to have a ruchi. If there is no tal swar, means no voice, good voice, sweet voice, Even we should try to honor the persons who have ruchi. And after this it is bona fide and matured, then ashakti comes. Ashaktis are also of two kinds. Ashakti to bhajan and ashakti to
bhajaniyam,
and that is the Krishna and his associates. First, this will come. Ashakti to attachment, so much attachment to sadhan bhajan. Without sadhan bhajan, he cannot remain. His life and soul is bhajan. And after that, it will transfer to asakti to Krishna and his associate. We should try to follow all these things. We should know all these things. And then Shuddha Bhakti will come and we will progress there. Now you can hear some Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is sadhana. We are going to establish what is the goal of our bhajan. And then we should determine that what is our life's or sadhana bhajan's goal. If it is fixed, then we should do sadhana. What is sadhana tattva? If you want a rasagolla, where we should go? In the shop of a rasagolla. If you are going to sabji market
means? Vegetable
market.
You cannot have this. If you are going to college to purchase this, in medical college, engineering college, you cannot have this. You will have to go in the rasagulla shop and easily. But if you have no to payment, then you will see, and some
water
will come. And then return. So, we are going to at first see that what is the goal of our sadhana bhajan. What we want. And then we will discuss about the means and the practice by which it can be attained. I have told up to
Nayam Sriyanga Untam Dharate Prasadam.
He is telling that the affection of gopis towards Krishna, the love for gopis to Krishna is highest goal. He told that, requested that you should go on forward. If there is anything, then he told the affection and love of Srimati Radhika is best among all. So the Shakti is Radhika's love affection to Krishna. Krishna has also affection for Srimati Radhika or gopis. But it is not our goal. Because Radhika, affection and love for Krishna, it is ultimate. More superior than to Krishna love to gopis. He told, narrated from Srimad Bhagavatam. That Krishna played on the port on the full moon day in the evening. The whole forest was blooming so much. Blooming means?
Blossoming.
The sky was reddish because reddish moon was coming. And at that time, Krishna laid on his floor. And all gopis came there. all were charmed. There were so many persons, male and female, but they could not listen. Only gopis listened. And they came there. Then Krishna told that you should return to home and serve your husbands. Father is lame, he is so wretched, even so poor, ugly, making no money, no hope. You should try to serve your husbands. This is our Vedic culture. His husband is doing something wrong, but yet Sanatana Dharma, these wives should serve him. If he is also leprosy, but you should serve him. So you should return to your homes. Krishna showed so many examples, but they never returned. And I have told how they cut the arguments of Krishna, and dance was going on there. At last, Krishna was doing rash, singing and dancing with them. Krishna became, as there were gopis, thousands of thousand gopis. So Krishna became thousand of thousands Krishna. And he began to dance with each gopis. Two Krishna, one gopi. Or two gopis in the middle?
One Krishna.
He was dancing. And in the middle, Srimati Radhika was dancing with Krishna also. He was moving and dancing so fast, as if you can take a burning stick and do like this, then it will be round.
Firebrand.
Yes. And you will see that there is a light like this, round. But not round, she is a piece of burning wood. Srinivasa Krishna was one, but he was dancing so fast that all realized that Krishna is with me, dancing, being like this, and so many postures. They all saw Krishna is only with me, not with anyone. Only with me he is dancing. And he is doing so, dancing that he said. And serving that gopi. Oh, you are tired? May I message? Oh, this ring has gone there?
Ankle belt.
And he took it and bent it here. He took his
pitambar
and washing their sweats so affectionately. Srimati Radha Sahib, that, oh, he is so clever. When I see to me, he is with me. And when I see there, oh, she is playing with that gopi. Throw that gopi. Oh, sleep, she is very clever. At once, she was angry somewhat. He thought that I should not spend this rash. Krishna saw and took Srimati Radhika, at once stolen Srimati Radhika, and took away to the forest. All gopis were watching, where Krishna? They are not saying that Radha has also gone with, and Krishna has taken him. So all were weeping, searching Krishna, not to Radha. Here and there, they became mad at once. They began to ask from trees, oh, you have seen my beloved Krishna? Oh, His mouth, that is why he is taking the paksha of Krishna. He is taking the side of Krishna. He will not. Oh, he is so happy. They went to any creeper, and full of, that creeper was full of
flowers.
Flowers. Goes, oh, she is so pleased. She had, surely Krishna has touched them and went through this way. Oh, you have seen my beloved? He was with me, with us, and now he has gone anywhere else. Have you seen? Oh, they are laughing, seeing us. Oh, Krishna had told that don't declare Pharaoh. So that is why they are not speaking. They are overjoyed. Moving like this, they are going here and then, weeping, weeping, weeping. Where you are, Krishna? Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Radhika from the group of, from the council of all dancing gopis. Clearly, and in their front, he could not take, apparently, to Srimati Radhika, that he is the best among all the gopis. Because he was fearing from all the gopis, because he had promised that to each, that you are most beloved to me. That gopi, oh, you are most beloved to
I
only have love for you, to that gopi. All each gopi used to know that Krishna loves
me.
So it will be clear, and then they will know that, oh, he cheated. So he has stolen away Srimati Radhika and went anywhere. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, from your telling it is not
clear.
It is not apparent, clear, that Radha is more superior than all gopis. You should make clear this. Then he told another slok. Kansari rapi baddha shinkhalam. That means Jayadeva Goswami has written one book, you know, Gita Govinda, very near and dear to Krishna. Jaya Jaya Dev Hare is the first song. In this it has been written, Jayadeva Goswami has realized and written, that Ras was going in Govardhan. There is Chandra Sarovar, where moon stood up for lakhs and lakhs years there, watching the Ras. When Ras ended, then he went. So it is called Chandra Sarovar. Ras was not for only one night, for 12 hours or 6 hours. So long, long period. For lakhs and lakhs years. So, dance was going on, and Srimati Radhika felt that Krishna has ordinary affection and love like all the gopis to me. See, he became angry. She left the ras and she went away. Krishna leaving all the gopis, and he followed Srimati Radhika. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, now it is clear. Among all gopis, 8 gopis are prominent, and in 8, 2 Chandrali and Radhika, and among 2, Radhika is supermost. But you should not think that Chandravali and all the gopis are separate gopis. All are Kaya view of
bodily expansion of
Srimati Radhika. For Vilas, Leela, past times, Srimati Radhika has taken all the shapes. So we should know that Radhika is supermost among all the gopis. So Krishna has told, Napare ham niravadya sanjujang sasadu krityang vibudajusapiva ma bhajana durujara greha singhala sambrishya tadvah pratijatu sadhuna. In Rash, Krishna told, don't be angry at me. I have been disappeared. Don't think like so. I am ungrateful. Because there were some reasons. Gopi asked to Krishna, after Krishna again appeared, Gopis asked a question to him. Gopis were asking to Krishna, our beloved, we are putting a question, you can answer. And you should tell that what we are asking, properly you should answer. There are so many persons doing prem, loving to other person. And he is also, we can also have love, affection for him, each other. So one loves anyone, male or female. And once that he should also love me, he should repay me. And another kinds of person are that, whether anyone love or no, no love, have no love, they will love. And third class, you love or not love, they will love no one, anyone. You are in third category. They wanted to fell Krishna in their trap. That Krishna should accept that he is guilty. So what kind of guilty he is? Gopis wanted to take Krishna in that category. Krishna told, smiling very gently, having some shame, cloths were wrapped here, like he's dinim. And he's telling, very humbly he's telling, those who want to love, in
exchange of love,
they are not actually love. They are businessmen. To make money, they sell anything, they take their price and they sell. So those who want to love anyone, that he should also love me, she should also love me, this is really nothing. Only business. No religion, no truth, nothing is there, no quality is there. Only they are businessmen. I am not in this category. Next, he told that they love all, they don't want, and he should love or not love, but they love. like father and mother, like guru. Lakshan, they want to love their children, not their father and mother. Worldly love goes
downs.
And this goes, benefit love goes up towards Krishna. So much difference in that. Krishna told, guru and father and mother, all kinds of guru. They, whether anyone love or not, the sons are disciples, but he will love. And I know that you are in that category. Whether I love you or not, but you love me. Here there is truth. And really, it is love, affection. But I am not in this category also. And thirdly, there are four kinds of these persons. You love or not, they will not love. Those who are satyakam, aptakam, those who are, all kinds of desire have been fulfilled. No desire is there. Whether you, because they don't want to gain anything, they have no any worldly desire at all. So if you love or not love, they will not love. Like Sukadeva Goswami, like Sanakshanandan Sanat Kumar, they don't want even a cloth to cover their, all these things. They don't want bread, butter, anything. They are not depending to anyone. They are always realizing in their soul and always. They cannot take a meal for lakhs and lakhs years. They don't want air also. No heat, no sun, nothing. So if you go and love, will go your whole wealth, chintamani you can get. No need. Your all kinds of desire have been fulfilled. Then you love or not love, they don't care. Aptakam and aptaram. Atmaram means those who are always satisfied in their Atma, seeing always and so happy there. They have no influence of Maya at all. And they don't know this body and all these things. They have nothing to do with all these material things. They don't know life and to birth and death and all sufferings and sorrow. They are quite above all. So, with worldly love, affection, rapture and all these things, they have nothing to do. After that, one kind of, that those who are akritagya. Akritagya means?
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful creatures. Like, there was a scorpion. He was
floating
in the
river,
and he was going to
sink.
Die, sometimes sinking and suffering. A sadhu came, a Vaishnava came, and he took up and began to take him out of water. But he did so, and it was gone in again water. Again he took, again he did like this. 3 times, 4 times. Then his friend told that, why you are doing so? Then this sadhu was told him that if he will not
leave his nature,
I will not change my nature also. He should cut, bite or cut and I will save him. At last he said. The Vaishnava are like Haridas Thakur was beaten in 22 markets and he was about to die, but he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we should not change all these modes. So Krishna is telling Akritagya, those who are Akritagya, ungrateful to their father, mother and gurus and anyone. You love or not love, they will not do. Some like, have an example like this. Father and mothers are too old. They cannot do anything. The son is married and he has 2-3 children. The old man doing khasi, cold, in night, and some disturbance for her children and for her. But they were, all the wealth was for this old person coming from that. Very big house, so much wealth, everything was there due to his father. But now he was disrespecting, dishonoring. They are telling, oh, why he is not going to die? Whole day he and night he is coughing like this. Whole night. We have no sleep. But he is not remembering. These are ungrateful creatures, like animals. But I am not in this category. You know, if I was like that, then I would not have been appeared again, but I have appeared. And I am not Satta, kya?
Atmaram
or Atmakam. Because I called you. And now I am dancing and doing, or I am carrying your all orders. So I am not Atmaram or Atmakam. I am not Atmaram. Why? I used to be angry with my mother when he gives me
her breast.
He, for any reason, he used to keep me. And I become angry. So, it is not the symptom of Atmakam or Atmaram. Sometimes I tell lie. No? I have not eaten earth. Sometimes angry. Sometimes I'm weeping. These are not the symptoms of Atmarama or Atmakam. And now I have come, so I'm not ungrateful to you. So be pleased with me. And last, Guru Drohi. Guru Drohi mane?
Neglect their
Gurudev. Not let them. Doing offense to their Gurudev and father and mother. They are Guru Drohi. If Guru is loving, having so much affection, but they will have no. That. But I am not any of among these. You know that you are my beloved. I am your beloved. I have only gone out of sight. That what you are doing in my absence, and whole world will know that they became mad for Krishna. I wanted to
show the glories show the of glories
your glory, your glories only. Na pareham nirvadya sanjujan. Our meeting is so sacred, and I cannot repay you in long and long lives like demigods, lakhs and lakhs years. Gopi told me, you can repay? How can be I repay? Because you have bona fide love for me, my affection, my love is distributed among all the living beings in whole world. there are lakhs and lakhs and kotis, innumerable devotees. So I have to also some affection to them. So my affection and love is divided to all, but your
single-pointed,
only to me. Told that if I want, that I want to repay, but I cannot repay. Gopi says, why? Because you ask me that give a benediction that we can serve you more. Understand this?
Yes.
If Krishna will tell that, take any benediction, ask what you want, gopis will tell. Only this. We want only this benediction that we should serve you. And if you will serve, I will be more and more
indebted.
So I cannot do this. I know that you are so much qualified. I cannot repay, but you can repay only. How? He cannot repay. You will, by your qualification, you will forgive me. And so, not fallen, but not so much affection as you have. So you should forgive me. I cannot repay. Gopi said, oh, you have conquered me. We are defeated. Because you have accepted your defeat. Now you have defeated by this thing, that I have been defeated by you. So we are now defeated. Krishna told that, excuse me. What I have done? I have done for your glorification in whole world. That none are like you. So this is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Gopi has no ambition, anything that Krishna should love or not love. They are loving to Krishna. Krishna cannot love like gopis have affection and love for Krishna. They are ornamenting themselves. They are doing?
Decorated themselves.
They are what?
Bread.
And everything. Having so much good flowers here and there.
Good appearance.
That Krishna will see us and he will become so happy, glad and happy. And Krishna becomes happy. He is like Atmaram. No sorrow, no gladness, nothing. But he will be happy to make gopis happy. Each other that. They don't want anything to be paid. So, this is the highest goal. Affection like gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, yes, I'm satisfied. How to have this kind of affection and love to Krishna? Then he told something and we will explain another day. But you should must know that Srimati Radhika's affection was supermost than all. We cannot imagine how kind of love, but all also religion, the religion of Atma, is the same thing, same love, but not so bibhu,
broad.
Unlimited broad, fraction love we have, because we are not body of Krishna or Srimati Radhika. We are separated from Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna. So our affection and love is also part and parcel. So, we have to try our hard thing. Not to be pleased in this world, not to collect so much things, because you will have to keep here and go. Where to go, we don't know. So we should try more and more to develop of this love from Shraddha to Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, and Pranayal. Following the footsteps of Sapkopi. Malli, this is Malli. This is the way. If you want liberation, you can have, you can exercise your mental, all these things, and think that I am Brahma. This is process. And goal is liberation. If you want to serve Narayan, then you can practice Shravanam Kirtanam Naudhabhi with Vaidhi Bhakti. If you want to go more than that, then you should try to serve Rukmini and Saptabhama in Dwarkadish and Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. If you want to more like Sakha, then you can follow Sridham Subal Madhumangal. If you want to love Krishna like father and mother, like Yashoda and Nand, you will have to follow them. And if you want to love affection like gopis, then you will have to follow them. And you can have. We will explain another day. Gaur Premanand.
Yesterday night you told Gajahanta Prabhu that you would tell everyone the story of how the gopis met Durvasa Muni across the Jamuna.
Wow. You, perhaps you know.
Actually, I have another question tonight.
Yes. Once gopis wanted to meet Durvasa Rishi. He was first yogi, Brahma yogi, and he was so powerful. If he will go up, get course that you should die, anyone can die. So he was very powerful. He used to live across Jamuna.
Durvasa
Tilla. Now we have given that land and that temple 5,000 years, and now you are going to manage building new temples and everything.
We have to construct.
We will have to construct. So the gopis wanted to meet Durvasa. Gopis prepared so many kinds of meal, delicious things. And they took it in very big, big golden pots. And they saw that we cannot cross Jamuna because it was flawed, very big current. The boats were not going because they will be drowned. So they asked Krishna how to cross Jamuna. A very easy thing. You should tell Jamuna. But
oh, Yamuni, Krishna Brahmachari never seen the face.
Krishna Brahmachari. You should
never seen.
No. You should chant this mantra. Krishna Brahmachari, Krishna Brahmachari. He has never seen any wife, any
lady.
Woman or lady, and he has not connected to any, no relation at all. He has not seen any woman in his whole life. That we should easily cross. Gopi began to smile and we should test it. So they went to Jamuna and they told Krishna Brahmachari. If he is Brahmachari, never seen, no
connection,
no relation with any ladies, then we should cross. And telling this, they began to walk over Jamuna River on foot, and they crossed. They went there and paid respect to Durvasa Rishi and get lakhs and lakhs dishes full of so good preparations. And they kept there. Durvasa Rishi saw and he took like this. In a moment he took all. No remnant was there, not a single thing, puri or mishti or anything. Cleaned. Almost cleaned. Then they did pranam to all to rishis. And they told to Rishi, we want to cross the river Jamuna. And there is so big
current.
Flood and current. There are no boats. How you can? Krishna told a mantra and we was telling that Krishna is Brahmachari, Krishna is Brahmachari. And telling this, we crossed the river. Krishna has told us to do so. So we have done and crossed the river. Oh, you want to cross river? So you should tell Jamuna. Durvasa Nirahari. Durvasa is Nirahari. He has not taken anything for even his whole life. He has not taken water, anything. Then we should cross river. And telling, they began to walk on the river. And they crossed. Then they came to Krishna and began to laugh and clapping that you are cheater and we have met your guru. Cheater.
He's also cheater.
He's great teacher.
Yes.
Cheater. Both you are same.
Like guru, like disciple.
Can you explain that you are telling that we have no relation, we have never seen, you have come from the womb of any woman? We know this, that you have come from any woman. And you are telling not in relation. And you cannot live without any woman, any moment. We know also. Always gopi, 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 gopi. And we crossed telling this. We know that this is not true. But we crossed. And he took all these things, dishes. Bilkul chat kar gaya. He
clean,
taking all things. No remaining was there. And he is telling that, I have never taken in whole life, then you can cross. And we crossed the river. How it is? Krishna told, certainly it is true, quite true. I don't see any woman. Never, never, never. I have no lust. I have love and affection from all. And Durvasa Rishi is like same. What he takes, gives to me.
Never eat.
He never takes for him. Nothing for him. What he does, what he takes, what he smells, what he does, he gives to me. So he does not take. It is true. And I have no like that connection. So I have no relation with women or anything. Then they knew this fact. They know this fact. But for us, they have questioned Krishna, and Krishna has replied him. Krishna has told in Gita, Nateshu, Nateshu aham. I am doing everything. I am fighting. I am taking. I am with all these things, but
not entangled
in anything. Like sun. Sun gives rest to all, but not attached to anyone. Air, water, they are not attached to anyone. If you go and die, then you will die. No harm, no gain to regard. There is so heat in sun, you may die, you may not die. Sun has nothing to do, nothing to gain and to give. He is
equal.
Unaffected, equal. So Krishna is more than that. So we should know all these things and serve Krishna pure-hearted. Gaur Pramana.
Hari Hari Bol.
You should want Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then you should be prepared for Aarti, then Tulsi Parikrama, and then very little. Begin.
Yeah. jaye.
Gaur Premanand
Hari
Gaur Premanand
Hari
Gaur Premanand
Hari
Jai Jai Gaur.